ओम शांति। टुडेज़ टॉपिक इज डेप्थ ऑफ सरेंडर। द वर्ड सरेंडर इटसेल्फ इज क्वाइट हैवी। इट लुक्स लाइक अ हैवी वर्ड बट व्हेन इट अप्लाइज प्रैक्टिकली, इफ वी अप्लाई इट इन अवर प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ, इट कैन क्रिएट मिरेकल्स। रादर इट हैड क्रिएटेड मेनी मिरेकल्स। फर्स्ट अ स्मॉल विलेज बॉय, इट हैज बिकम फर्स्ट प्रिंसेस ऑफ द गोल्डन एज, ब्रह्मा बाबा। देन प्रिंसेस मीरा बिकेम भक्त शिरोमणि इन पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन। देन ध्रुव बिकेम द फर्स्ट राइजिंग स्टार इन द स्काई। सो सरेंडर इट कैन क्रिएट मेनी मिरेकल्स। सो वॉट इज सरेंडर? सरेंडर मीन्स टू सबमिट और टू प्रोस्ट्रेट योर सेल्फ टू वन हु इज हायर और पावरफुल देन अस। In Gita, there is a constant ringing note that surrender and devotion is absolutely necessary to fill or to attainment of the God consciousness. Without filling God consciousness, we can't fill His blessings. In reality, the modes of nine devotion is there, known as Nodha Bhakti. In one of that Nodha Bhakti, one is Atmanivedan. In that, a devotee describes his difficulties or problems or obstacles in prayer to his God and ask the solution for that. And in Gita, there are two slokas. The essence of these two slokas and of our knowledge also is that Manmana Bhav and Madhyaji Bhav. That merge my mind in me, be my devotee, sacrifice to me, prostrate to me, and come and shelter me. And another is Sarva Dharmani Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraj. Aham Tva Sarva Papebhyo Mokshaye Swami Ma Asuch. In Gita, Krishna is assured us that if you will leave or if you give up all the dharmas or all the activities of yours, I will resolve all your sins. But the condition is you have to surrender completely. Now if one want to surrender, there must be some qualities in that soul to get totally surrender. First is complete faith to whom we surrender. Then determination and decision power, then courage, then feeling of renunciation and disinterest, then power of tolerance, then we should never complain anything against God, then in any case of sorrow we should feel happiness, then the surrender who will totally surrender, he will have firm belief that God will do everything good for him. Then he will be constant and unshaking from beginning to end. So the term surrender is a little bit different in the path of devotion and in path of the surrender in the path of knowledge. In bhakti or in the path of devotion, the surrender means to take a sharanagati. Sharanagati is word made up of two words, Sharan plus Agat. Sharan means shelter, to shelter. And Agat means the one who is get sheltered to that shelter. When a person who is afraid of the worldly misery, he will take shelter who is better or who is higher than him. When someone who is afraid, he will take a shelter and he will be entirely dependent upon that shelter. He will not think any help from any other and he will entirely surrender him. He will surrender him totally by mind, by body, by sense organs. And truly meaning, if a person is drowning in water, at that time he will totally surrender himself the person who is came for rescue. So Sharanagati in the real sense is applied the term in which we will take shelter of that absolute power, which is the Supreme Soul. When we have full, until and unless we will have complete faith over that Supreme, then only we can feel His blessings. And this absolute power can be a God, can be Ishwar, can be Allah, can be anything. So Baba says, the complete surrender, the total surrender is one who has surrendered his mind, his body, his whole relations, body consciousness, and all his all time. Then and only he will known as a total surrender. If we surrender by mind, then only we will able to direct our body, our mind, our relations, and our time, and all our wealth. To surrender by mind means we have to use our mind only according to Srimad. Without Srimad, we cannot use our mind. It is very easy to use our body and our wealth according to Srimad. But where the mind? If we are totally surrendered by mind, not a single thought should come without any Srimad or against Srimad. So the person who is totally surrendered, he will not think other than Baba's work, Baba's task, Baba's virtues, or Baba's relation with Him. So whatever we have surrendered to Baba, then once you have given anything to Him, you should not use it for yourself. It has to be used for Himself only. But sometimes, because of our sanskar, or because dictates of our own mind, or dictates of our body consciousness, and dictates of our Shudra sanskar, we will mix Srimad with our own mat. That's why we are not able to achieve Kramati stage. This is said by Baba in the Vyaktvani. Because we are mixing the Srimad with our own text of the, or our own dictates of the mind. So to fill the stage constantly, we have to concentrate our mind only with Baba. So in the path of devotion, there is something different terms for surrender. There are many examples in the path of devotion who have surrendered themselves and they have got success. In path of devotion, Bhakshraman is Meera. Meera was surrendered completely to the Lord Krishna. She has treated Krishna like her husband. Because of that, her in-laws have tortured her a lot by repeated words. And even their in-laws were trying to kill her. They sent her a cup of poison and said that it is nectar. Even though Meera has drunk that poison, and she was not affected by it, because she has so much faith over the Krishna. And once her in-laws has sent a basket of snake, saying that there is flowers. But even though Meera has accepted it, and when she opened it, there was flowers, or there were somewhere is written, there was a Krishna's idol, statue of Krishna was there in the basket of flower. And once they have asked her to sink in water, and she did that, but eventually she was floating on that water. Once, because this was the surrender of her to Krishna, all the time Krishna has saved him. And once she was going to meet some sant at ashram, so she asked her belonging to tell that Meera wants to meet them. Then that sant told that I am not seeing any face of any women. Then Meera answered that today I am coming to know that except Krishna there is no male in this world. She was billing only the Krishna as a male. And Baba, what says Baba? in Sunday's Muli that only Baba is male. Rest of all the souls are females. So that much love she was having for Krishna. She has written in her poem that for Krishna, that if you break your love with me, I am not going to break. I am in love with you. To whom I will love now? This much depth was there for her love with Krishna. Jo tum todo piya, main nahi todu re. It is the film song of Dharang Dharang Payal Baji. Then another example is Prahlad. Prahlad. He was dedicated completely to the Lord Hari, or Lord Narasimha, or Lord Narayana. And his father has made so much effort to kill him. But in his mind, only the Narayan was there. And he has, every time he saved him, he was thrown from the height of the mountain. The poison was given to him. Cobras was thrown on him. Boiled oil was poured on his head. So many trial were there to kill him, but every time he was saved. Because his faith was not a little bit over Narayana. So every time Narayana was helping him and saved him. So this was the surrenderness of his. Then Dhruv. Dhruv was, his mother asked him to worship that Lord Vishnu. And he goes in forest and he has done tapasya for Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu pleased with him. But he has not any desire to ask for anything. Vishnu has asked for blessing, but he was having no any desire. That's why Saptarshi has given him a place in the sky. That will be the first rising star in the sky. So for Brahmins, for total surrender, the desire are the main obstacle, desire and ego are the main obstacle to become total surrender to Baba. Even a single desire will not allow us to total surrender. These were surrender by mind. Then Baba is telling you have to surrender your body also. Copper Age we are telling that whenever you come, we will surrender our body, wealth and mind totally on you. But this is the time God has arrived. And we are telling that we have surrendered you by body, wealth and mind. If you have surrendered our body, then body is not ours. It has to be used for service of Baba. But by just wearing the dress of Biket, saris or wearing a base, it is not look like that we have surrendered totally. This body has to be used for service. The best example is Dadi Jirishi. Baba is taking his name in the Murli that you have to serve like Daditi Rishi. Because Daditi is known for his sacrifice, or he has given his body, each and every bone, to make a powerful weapon, Vajra. Because Diti were needed that weapon to defeat the Asuras. That's why Daditi Rishi has no any hesitation to give his body or give his bone to make a weapon like Vajra. So we have to think, do we service like this? Then Bhamasha. Bhamasha has, in Maharaja Pratap, after Haldigati battle, Maharaja Pratap was very helpless. He was not any resources to fight. At that time, Shet Bhamasa has given all the wealth. He has run all his wealth, around 100 crores at that time, to the Maharaja Pratap. After that, he has taken the wheeled army to preserve the independence of the Mewar. So this is the surrenderness of the surrender by wealth. So here we don't have to surrender by wealth. It is a secondary thing. The main thing is surrender by mind. We have to check whether we have surrendered totally by mind or not. Then another example is Eklavya. Eklavya was a Bill child. Bill. He wanted to become a best archer. But for that he has to learn from Guru Drona. But Dronacharya has refused him by calling him Shudra. At that time, this type of teaching was only for the Kshatriyas and Brahmanas. And the Eklavya was Shudra. So Guru Drona has refused him to teach. But he has not disappointed. He has determined that I will learn this archery by anyhow. So this determination has inspired him. He has made a statue of Guru Drona in the forest and constantly practiced that archery, and he has become master of that archery. And because of that, but Guru Dronacharya wanted only the Arjun to become a best archer. That's why he has demanded Guru Dakshina from the Eklavya. And that Eklavya has not hesitated to give his right hand thumb. Even though he was knowing that after giving thumb, I will not become a good archer. Even though he has given him his hand, his toe of right hand. So this is the dedication of him towards his guru. So here Baba is also our guru. No? We also remember Baba in relation with guru. So what we are doing? What Baba wants in Dakshina? Only that we should become like a Baba. And we have to remain constantly near the Baba. These two things Baba wants in return. But whether we are giving or not, that we have to check. We have to given back our vices. Baba only wants our five vices, even though we are not giving them. Then one more example is, in Jagannath Puri, there was a saint who was completely dedicated to Lord Hari. Once he was become ill, and he was suffered by chronic dysentery. So at that time, Lord Jagannath has served him like a servant. He was able to make him well, but he didn't do like this, because he knows the law of karma and prarabdha is very inexorable. He has to suffer all his karmas. So, because he was not wanted his devotee to take rebirth, so that's why he has to suffer from this long illness. But he has served him like a servant. So, if you have totally surrendered yourself, the God can become servant. Here Baba is telling that, I am obedient servant of yours. He has arrived as an obedient servant. He is telling that I am an obedient servant of my beloved child. So what we are doing? So much egoless is Baba. And this is the first step, that we have to surrender our ego first. This is the first step, that you have to surrender our ego and desires. These are the two main obstacles to become totally surrendered to Baba. These are the two main obstacles. For that we are still fighting. And another term is used as surrender in battle. In the ground of battle, when opposite army laid down their arms, they are giving off all the rights to the conqueror. But here we have to lay down by our ego and body consciousness and desires. So surrender is at a different level. It may be in the profession, it may be in the relation, it may be in the family. Once time a father was going for schooling. He was having two kids. One kid has hold his hand by one hand, and another kid was carried by his father in his arm. They were strolling. Suddenly they see an aeroplane was going in the sky. The kids were thrilled and they have started clapping. The kid who has hold his hand with his father, he has left his hand from his father, and suddenly he fell down. He fell down. But the kid who was held by the father's arm, he was safe. So this is the difference when you surrender yourself and when you will not surrender. Because he was held by his arm. That's why. So here, what hand we have to hold? So in Baba has given the hand of Srimat. We have to constantly hold that Srimad hand. So we will not fall down. But what we do? We are always mixing the Srimad with our own mat. That's why our stage is coming up and down. That's why there is no rosary of the Brahmins. If you will totally surrender, a great transformation will come upon you. You will be enveloped by a halo of divine influence. You will be drawn in indescribable bliss, peace and joy. Your all little itself is dead now. You are now a changed spiritual being. Your individual will is merged in the cosmic will. You are now illumined by the divine light. All ignorance has melted now. Enjoy the immortal divine life wherein there is neither despair nor fear, neither hunger nor thirst, neither doubt nor delusion. Shine in divine splendor and glory. O my beloved Baba, radiate peace and joy all around. Thank you. Om Shanti.